Ezekiel chapter 17, we'll read verses 1 through 24, verses 1 through 24, in Ezekiel chapter 17. Beloved, hear now the word of the Lord. Now the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, propound a riddle and speak a parable to the house of Israel, saying, Thus says the Lord God, A great eagle with great wings, long pinions, and a full plumage of many colors came to Lebanon and took away the top of the cedar. He plucked off the topmost of its young twigs and brought it to a land of merchants. He set it in a city of traders. He also took some of the seed of the land and planted it in fertile soil. He placed it beside abundant waters. He set it like a willow. Then it sprouted and became a low, spreading vine with its branches turned toward him. But its roots remained under it. So it became a vine and yielded shoots and sent out branches. But there was another great eagle with great wings and much plumage. And behold, this vine bent its roots toward him and sent out its branches toward him from the beds where it was planted, that he might water it. It was planted in good soil beside abundant waters, that it might yield branches and bear fruit and become a splendid vine. Say, thus says the Lord God, will it thrive? Will he not pull up its roots and cut off its fruits, so that it withers, so that all its sprouting leaves wither, and neither by great strength nor by many people can it be raised from its roots again. Behold, though it is planted, will it thrive? Will it not completely wither? As soon as the east wind strikes it, wither on the beds where it grew. Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Say now to the rebellious house, Do you not know what these things mean? Say, Behold, the king of Babylon came to Jerusalem, took its king and princes and brought them to him in Babylon. He took one of the royal family and made a covenant with him, putting him under an oath. He also took away the mighty of the land, that the kingdom might be in subjection, not exalting itself, but keeping his covenant that it might continue. But he rebelled against him by sending his envoys to Egypt that they might give him horses and many troops. Will he succeed? Will he who does such things escape? Can he indeed break the covenant and escape? As I live, declares the Lord God, surely in the country of the king who put him on the throne, whose oath he despised and whose covenant he broke in Babylon, he shall die. Pharaoh with his mighty army and great company will not help him in the war, when they cast up ramps and build siege walls to cut off many lives. Now he despised the oath by breaking the covenant. Behold, he pledged his allegiance, yet did all these things. He shall not escape. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, As I live, surely my oath which he despised and my covenant which he broke, I will inflict on his head. I will spread my net over him, and he will be caught in my snare. Then I will bring him to Babylon and enter into judgment with him there regarding the unfaithful act which he has committed against me. All the choice men and all his troops will fall by the sword, and the survivors will be scattered to every wind, and you will know that I, the Lord, have spoken. Thus says the Lord God, I will also take a sprig from the lofty top of the cedar and set it out. I will pluck from the topmost of its young twigs a tender one, and I will plant it on a high and lofty mountain. On the high mountain of Israel I will plant it, that it may bring forth boughs and bear fruit and become a stately cedar. And birds of every kind will nest under it. They will nest in the shade of its branches. All the trees of the field will know that I am the Lord. I bring down the high tree, exalt the low tree, dry up the green tree, and make the dry tree flourish. I am the Lord. I have spoken, and I will perform it. Right, that's God's word. The Lord, here through the prophet, brings a riddle or a parable, he says, to be spoken to the house of Israel. And it concerns two eagles and a vine. We see that in the first 10 verses. And then through verse 21, the explanation of that parable or of that riddle is given. It is that the king of Judah had made a covenant, a promise with the king of Babylon. Also, he had been under covenant with the Lord God as well. And yet the king of Judah, Zedekiah, had broken that covenant. He had broken his promise. And what was Zedekiah, the king of Judah, doing to break it? We find it in verse 15. He rebelled against the king of Babylon by sending his envoys to Egypt so that he could get horses and troops to battle against Babylon. And why did he do this? To get out of the holds of the king of Babylon. And so for this, the Lord threatens the exile, and that Zedekiah will be taken to Babylon and die there. And what it all, of course, leads up to that, the Lord says that he had broken his covenant, the Lord's covenant. And so here's the promise to the king that he will die in Babylon. And then the last three verses, it kind of goes back to the riddle, the parable, the language from that. And there Yahweh promises to raise up the royal family of Judah again, the house of David and the Messiah and his kingdom. And so here's a little parable of the promise of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, under whose shade we will take under him. And the Word who took on flesh and dwelt among us, we beheld his glory. That is what is promised here in the last three verses. And so let us love him, and as we are to be reminded about making covenants or vows or oaths, we must keep our promises. We also must keep covenant with God and be faithful to him. And that through Jesus Christ alone. Let's pray. Our Father, we're thankful for your covenant mercy, that is the loving kindness we heard in the call to worship, that you show unto us, those of us who are in Christ Jesus. For we know we would be just like Zedekiah or the people of Judah or any of those who rebelled against you and broke covenant with you if it were not for your Son Jesus Christ and your Spirit who works in our hearts. And so, Father, we ask that we would be faithful unto you, we would be faithful to the promises we make one to another. We would be faithful to love you and keep your commandments. Father, we pray this day that you would grant us your Spirit to strengthen us against sin. As we heard this morning, to put sin to death and to do so quickly. Father, we praise you that you are a God who answers our prayers. Father, we have prayed for a long time about our presbytery, and you have seemed to answer that prayer according to your will. We praise you for that. We praise you also that you are still answering our prayers concerning John, Becky's husband, and his interview that he will have in a couple weeks. The last interview, it seems, before the medical check that he'll go to and then travel to this country. Father, we pray that that time that would take and all the process that goes into that would go well, and you would bring John here because we know it's not good for man to be alone. And he be joined again to his wife and his child. And you would help that family to love you in a greater way and even worship with us faithfully. Father, we also cry out and plead with you with news that we've heard even this day that you would be with Mike's mother who fell today. We pray that she would not have any broken bones. You would strengthen her body and heal her. Give the doctors wisdom and also the steady hand to do what they need to do. Father, we ask that you would calm Mike's parents' hearts and Mike himself and the family. And you would provide exactly what you need and comfort at the right time. We also praise you for Mary Ashley's brother who's basically through and finished his training with the military. We pray that you would grant him patience in the last week that he has. Pray also for Karen and Dina and Sharon, strengthen their bodies. We ask that you would also be with John and Turkey. Father, we know that there are reports of more extreme Muslims, Islamic threats there. And so, Father, protect him and yet keep him faithful to your word, just as we've heard with the gospel, as we've heard with Paul in the book of Acts. We pray that you would make John and his family continue to be faithful, strengthen them, protect them, even as we'll hear this evening, with the hedge of protection that you even put around Job and his family. May it be upon his family and our families here. And Father, cause us to be a repentant people, because we hate sin and we love you. And these things we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.